Let's go to Washington, 422. Simon Marks is our correspondent there, obviously. Simon, nothing stays still in Washington for very long, and now we have this Truth Social post in which the President of the United States is called an ally, a dictator.
Yeah, I mean, he's essentially broken with Volodymyr Zelensky. I mean, this moment, Tom, has been coming over the last several days. Yesterday, of course, Donald Trump indicated that the war in Ukraine was Zelensky's fault. He shouldn't have started it, he said. He also indicated that the Ukraine may need to hold fresh elections as a precondition for any involvement in peace negotiations for a seat around that table that was occupied yesterday in Riyadh only by American and Russian officials. And now on his own social media platform, Donald Trump saying that the only thing Zelensky has been good at is playing Biden like a fiddle. He describes him as a dictator without elections. There's a very curious sentence in which he says, Zelensky better move fast or he is not going to have a country left. Some will wonder if there's some sort of implicit threat in that sentence. And this this Truth Social posting is filled with falsehoods. The repeated falsehood that Volodymyr Zelensky is unpopular at home. He said yesterday that the Ukrainian president enjoyed a 4% approval rating. In fact, his approval rating is 56%, higher, much higher than Donald Trump's approval rating here in the United States. He has repeatedly insisted that the United States has spent more money in Ukraine than Europe, as Ben Wallace eloquently pointed out on Nick Ferrari at breakfast this morning. That is also simply not the case. So this is American policy that reveals itself to be far more favourable to Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin than it is to the aggrieved party, Ukraine, a country with which the United States has had a 30-year partnership. And you've got to wonder how Secretary of State Marco Rubio, charged now with overseeing these peace negotiations, feels about all of this, because Donald Trump is essentially setting every expectation that this peace negotiation is going to tilt entirely in Russia's favour and away from Ukraine. And you've got to wonder what the Prime Minister is thinking about all of this, given that he is coming to Washington next week for what clearly is going to be the most complicated bilateral negotiation and discussion between any American president and British Prime Minister since 1945.
I'd love to know what the details are, and whether it's true, of course, on the suggestion from the president that Zelensky has admitted that half of the money we sent him is, quote, missing. I mean, where's that come from?
Yeah, that has been completely debunked by fact checkers here over the last few hours. He said that earlier this week, I think either in Mar-a-Lago or in the Oval Office during one of his executive order signings. I mean, one of the issues is that much of the aid for Ukraine that was announced by the Biden administration at various times, and remember, they ran into difficulty with Congress because Republicans there were refusing to provide fresh tranches of financial assistance for Ukraine. So President Biden would concoct ways of announcing new amounts of aid for Ukraine. In fact, many of those announcements, and we pointed this out at the time when they were made, were not really new money. They were money that had already been voted for Ukraine or provided to Ukraine or arranged for Ukraine. And Biden was trying to create the, frankly, illusion of ongoing American support with these massive millions and millions of dollars of fresh aid for Ukraine that wasn't really fresh aid after all. But all of these claims, the notion that Volodymyr Zelensky is deeply unpopular within Ukraine and that the United States is deeper in hock to Ukraine than Europe, it's simply untrue. And what we're seeing here, and we'll get into this on Friday on American Week, Tom, time and again now, this American government is basing policy decisions on falsehoods and lies. And that is an unbelievably dangerous place for Washington to be going, and it puts the transatlantic alliance in an even greater degree of peril.
Simon, appreciate it as always. Thank you very much indeed. LBC's Washington correspondent there, Simon Marks.